Time now to get a Board of Education meeting recap from last night. We have, is it Ward 3 that you serve, Mark? Ward 2. Mark Nicholson joining us here, Ward 2 representative. Mark, appreciate you taking some time for us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Always good to see you, and last night was a busy meeting. There were some general housekeeping items, but perhaps the headline from last night's meeting would probably be the vote to give the authority to administration to do what they see fit with the Osgood and Lake school situation.
Right. So last night we just essentially voted to allow the administration to decide how the schools would be utilized. School utilization is a power of the school board. Mm-hmm. And as that situation become flexible, you know, we are down right now 174 students in our entire district going into next year. As, you know, circumstances in the community have led to a certain amount of decline in population and therefore decline in school attendance. And so this is one of the things that's being caught up in that, is how to utilize Lake and Osgood schools with the number of students that they have, which is considerably down from years past, unfortunately. And it's a hard conversation to have. It's not the conversation that's fun to have, mm-hmm. as a school board member, to tell patrons that things aren't as good as we'd like them to be.
Yeah, obviously the numbers are not there, and that's circumstances beyond the control of the school board, obviously,
right.
And the Board of Education. But and one thing that was made very clear last night at the Board of Education meeting is no decisions were made last night. The only decision that was made was the Board of Education gave authority to administration to proceed as they see fit.
That's correct, because the situation's been fluid and flexible. You know, they don't know, is the kindergarten going to be at the Lake School or the Osgood School, you know, where they have split classes based on the number of kids in those classes. I mean, you know, there was just another layoff in town, as you know, and so maybe population declines even more, so we're just trying to be ready for whatever we have to do going forward. And, you know, we felt like we could entrust our administrators with that responsibility. You know, Dr. Hansen and the local principal, Robin Volley, is very good administrators, and we trust them with that decision.
Mrs. Volley got a lot of compliments last night. Mm-hmm. She's received a lot of compliments, so yeah. Great to have that administrator there on hand that understands not only the North Platte school district, but understands her particular school and what it needs.
Yeah, and that school's gone through a lot of changes. As you know, last year, some may know last year they went through a K-2 and then 3-5 at the other school. They'd split the schools to mm-hmm. do two tracks at both, and now the population has declined to such that it might be one track across the board, and she has adjusted to all those things to her credit.
And Dr. Hansen made it very clear last night before the board voted, he is not proposing any closures. That's not
yes.
something that's being discussed. There's no talks about closing any schools. They want to just figure out what's going to work best for everybody involved, in particular, what's going to work best for the students and their mm-hmm. parents.
Yeah, and how to utilize our schools the best and keep our finances down as well. And even in the Buffalo-Lincoln merger, which we did earlier this year, that school is not closed either. Buffalo is still being utilized just in a different way than it had been. So we have not closed any schools mm-hmm. up to this point. And, you know, let's say we get a little boom in this town and populations go back up. We have those buildings still
yes.
to go back and open up things again and change things to using more schools if we have to. So we haven't limited our options going forward, and, mm-hmm. and we've kept buildings open.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It makes a big difference keeping the options open. And mm-hmm. even with the situation with leasing one of the school buildings, is it to Ladybug Crossing, right?
Yes.
In leasing that building to the daycare, mm-hmm. the North Platte Public School District still owns that building, so the possibility is there that, hey, if you know things take a big turn to the positive and we need to, we could reopen that and have that as a school facility again in full standing.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it wasn't the entire building. It was only a portion of the Osgood Elementary
sure.
that
yep.
was leased to them. It was just a wing of that building. It wasn't the entire building. So, but yeah, I mean, and the good thing is right now, while that building's not being utilized by us, it goes back on tax rolls, too, so there's that aspect of it as well, where property taxes are now being paid on that portion of the building.
A lot from last night's meeting, a lot of housekeeping items obviously were discussed, but one thing, you mentioned finance, mm-hmm. big news from the Director of Finance, Stuart Simpson. The North Platte High Bond is still expected to be paid off sometime this winter, so that's great
yep.
news.
December. It should be in December,
wow.
paid off.
Quite the Christmas present.
Yeah. That happened before I even moved to town, but I believe that's 2 years before it was originally supposed to be paid off.
So. It's definitely ahead of schedule, so gotta love it. But and speaking of which, the Director of Finance must have had his ears burning because we were talking a little bit about it. So
yeah. One of your people sort of stalled me out there.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
No, Mark's in here. We're already. We're already rocking and rolling.
I just figured you abandoned me. You're like,
I was like, I walked in there and I started talking to her, and then I was like, well, I'm waiting for Mark.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, it's acceptable. Now, Stuart, we were just talking with Mark off the air, or on the air, excuse me, here. We were talking. We got into finance a little bit, which I guess you know a thing or two about finance, especially with the school district. So I would hope at least. I said the big news I felt like last night was just once again hearing that North Platte High bond is going to be paid off this coming winter. That is huge. And
right.
We thought
right.
That was 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I believe so. In regards to what I can gather from when they issued the bond back in 2002, I believe it was, and then through the series of refinancing and everything else, we're going to pay off the last part of the bond here in December. It's actually half as much as what a normal payment was, because this last year we only had to levy for half the amount and be paid in December, so that'll be good.
We were talking with Mark also that there's a lot of general housekeeping items last night for the meeting, but in my opinion, if there was to be a headline, I think the headline would be the fact that the Board of Education gave administration the authority to do what they see they need to do with the Osgood and Lake School situation.
Well, as we're looking at the enrollment across the district every week and trying to figure out, you know, where our numbers are and the number of teachers that we need to instruct our students, I mean, it's the best decision possible so that we can maybe support our teachers, but really create those dynamic classrooms that they're needed. Because when you have a classroom of 10 and another one across town, a classroom of 25, we try to make sure we can balance that load. And
sure.
So we want to make sure if we can do it, we can do it right.
Absolutely. And, you know, like Mark and I said, too, it was made very clear by the administration last night, no decisions are being made right now. Administration does not have anything set in stone as of yet. All that this does was put the ball in administration's court to make decisions as they see fit moving forward, rather than having to wait for a Board of Education meeting.
Right. Correct. I think it's just trying to allow us the opportunity, because each week with our new Welcome Center that we sort of showed off last night, hopefully we can start getting families in there and registering their students. And if we get that, then obviously that changes the whole dynamics down the road. But we don't know what's going to happen over the summer with COVID, with everything going on in the community.
Our ever-changing world that we're living in today.
Yes, yes.
Now, you mentioned that Welcome Center, guys. A wonderful Welcome Center there at the McKinley Education Building. It's going to really make things a lot easier for some of the families that you guys serve.
Yeah, it's had a nice open house for everybody who wanted to walk through it last night. It's a really easy thing, so they don't have to go to each individual school. It allows more accessibility. You know, they give you the little card before, and it tells you exactly what you need to bring. You know, much more sort of user-friendly fashion for the parents.
Makes it easier for the parents, makes it easier for the kids, so it's just an overall increased experience for everybody, it sounds
right.
like.
And I know you were there last night, but if you noticed, and we have a door to the outside so parents can walk directly right into there, sit down, and we've already had a couple of families come in and register their children and really sit down with our assistant in there, and she will sort of walk them through the steps and get all the paperwork that's needed right away and really get them into the system and let us know immediately, you know, that changing number of enrollment.
Now, as always, keep an eye on the legislature. I know, Stuart, you gave the update last night. Obviously, not a lot's changed with the legislature, with everything being up in the air, and they're reconvening in the month of July. But anything in particular that the North Platte Board of Education and North Platte Public School District is keeping tabs on in terms of legislation that could be coming sometime in the near future?
Yeah, I think Senator Groney put it well in his article. We heard it from my business officials group around the state also, but I'm not sure. Skip sits on a legislative forum for the school boards, but all of us are watching LB 1106. That's the new bill that Senator Groney and Senator Linehan had developed for property tax relief. And that's a big focus across the state in regards to this, even though we've been dealing with floods last year and now downturn in economy with COVID this year. So they're trying to put together still property tax relief for our patrons around the state. And then 720, which is the Imagine Act, which is the economic stimulus package from the state that really wants to create job growth in Nebraska. So those two are the big ones, but we're also watching what they're going to do with our education. It's sort of our cleanup bill every year, and it's 1131, and we'll watch what Senator Groney does with that, with the cleanup bill, and another one escaping me, but we're watching a few other ones. But those are the big ticket items. But I think as the senators convene on July 20th, they're really going to try to just, if anything, solidify the second half of the biennium budget, deal with $125 million shortfall, and then in the process, you know, deal with these legislative bills if possible. If not, we'll see. But I know I saw on Twitter or somewhere a senator was holding hearings and obviously dealing with social distance because you could just tell what they were doing. But they're probably working at trying to ensure that they can still hold hearings and then also honor all the directive health measures that are going on.
Oh, yeah. It's a balancing act. That's for darn sure. So, again, we have Stuart Simpson joining us, Director of Finance for North Platte Public Schools. Have Mark Dickert joining us as well. Ward 2, right?
I was trying to remember. I said Ward 2 earlier. Now I do think it's 3. I don't remember the name of the wards.
Ward 3.
I can tell you locations.
It gets tricky. Yeah. I will be the first to admit it gets tricky.
Well, and they're shaped funny, right? My ward is like everything west of Buffalo. And then from A to not quite Front Street, there's a long corridor that runs all the way into downtown.
Yes.
That's actually the part I live in, is the corridor part.
Yeah, that long strip right there.
Yeah, that's my ward. Kind of awkwardly built, so...
Now, guys, I think one last thing that came to a conclusion last night, talked a little bit about roofs. Nothing exciting there, obviously, but we prefer to have quality roofs on all the buildings. We don't want the students to get sprinkled on while they're trying to learn by any means, and not to mention the teachers and custodians would prefer to not have that either. So there was some approval last night to put get the ball rolling for the roofing at some of the schools in the school district also.
Well, since I was cornered by your staff members here and didn't get in, did you also talk about back to school a little bit?
No, we didn't really.
No. Right.
No, we haven't.
You know, I think you know, we make fun of roofs, but obviously we're going to have the buildings back in shape, mm-hmm. whether it's roofs or inside. But still, Dr. Hansen and myself, as well as our executive team, is putting together a good quality back-to-school plan for students and staff so that everybody can be prepared as they walk into the building in August. Mm-hmm. I know it's always up in the air. Do we wear masks? Do we not wear masks? Are students going to learn remotely? Or are they going to come into the building? It's just going to be a process. Tomorrow is our first step with our administrative retreat. But people can go out on the website and take a look at our back-to-school process that we're looking at and thoughts that we're putting together. And we're going to be getting thoughts from everybody, our administration and a few people around the community, as we try to go back in and see what we need to do to start the school year up.
Well, this is a situation also that nobody has all of the answers at this time. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with this coronavirus. I think Dr. Hansen mentioned last night that there's the possibility of school starting back up in the fall, but then there's the possibility also we might have to switch to remote learning for a little while.
Right.
So I think that you guys have the ball rolling and steps are in place that if we have to switch to remote learning, we can, but you kind of just have to roll with the punches with this because we don't know what's going to happen with this virus.
Well, and, you know, for our purposes, at least we had put together some items a year ago at this point in time, so we had enough computers for all of our students. So now going into this fall, we're not really worried about, you know, trying to get a computer for every student so they're ready to learn. It's more along the lines of what's this learning going to look like?
Yeah. Makes a big difference,
right,
too. So.
Right.
But, well, gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add from last night's meeting?
No, not that I can think of.
No.
What schools are it that are looking at roofs, Stuart?
Madison and Jefferson are the only ones that are coming up this year. We'll probably have a lot more at the high school coming up in the near future. And it's only because, you know, we talked about the bond issue being paid off, and when the roofs, when the building was first built, obviously we put roofs on all of them, and warranties started then. Well, we've been trying to structure it out so we don't always have one whole building to replace. And so next year we'll probably have a few rubs at the high school and then spread out throughout the other district, throughout the district. But we're continuing to look at our footprint to make sure that we can maintain the footprint that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again in a month.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after this.